Today, Saint is Saint Peter Canisius, and it's interesting. He lived, you know, for the most part in the 16th century, but he's a saint that really is really very applicable to our times today. He's a doctor of the church and was a great theologian. In fact, his whole life long, he had grown up as a really, you know, good and able scholar in his life. He was born at the same year that Martin Luther began his tirade against the church, and the same year also that St. Ignatius founded the Jesuits. And that was to be his pathway his whole life long. It was laid out from his birth that he was to be fighting against the Protestant revolt, and that he was to do so from the confines of the Jesuit order. Well, as a young man, he studied hard, increased in great knowledge, and ended up having his master's degree by the time he was 19 years old. And at a certain point, he joined up with the Jesuits, taking that his perpetual vows, and began to, after ordination, to go out and make it his life mission to preach the faith to all the people, especially in that area of Germany, in northern Germany, where the Protestant revolt had been taking such a strong hold. And he went around and he preached, and people came far and wide, and he converted many people back to the faith. And he was so prolific in his learning and his preaching and his teaching that when the Council of Trent was convened to actually deal with that problem of Protestantism that was wreaking havoc on earth at that time, he himself was invited to that council to be there as an advisor during the council. And when it was finished, he himself wrote three catechisms to go along with the Council of Trent in order to make sure that the truths of the faith could be distributed far and wide, especially to people in Germany. That he made it so it was available in the Germanic language for those people there who had suffered so long under Luther's influence. It's interesting, and the reason why I think he is so important for today is because of his approach as to how to deal with the people at that time. Because it's a time that's not unlike our own. It's a time when so many people were led astray because they trusted those who taught. They trusted those in the positions of authority that were priests at their church that fell into bad influence. They went along in a way of sort of ignorance, a lot of them. Now, that's not to say that all of them were in perfectly good faith by any means. But St. Peter recognized the fact that they, by and large, the lay people, had been led astray without real malice to the faith, but rather an ignorance of it. And so he treated them very kindly in all of his endeavors of both preaching and teaching, and he took such care that not only to publish those catechisms, but to make sure that he went about and preached and taught catechism to the faithful. There was where he saw the foundation and the root of the problems in the church. So few were really solidly founded in what the church actually taught and why it actually taught that. Ourselves today, we find ourselves in that same type of crisis, because when the changes came in the 1960s, you had people that had learned the catechism by rote. They had memorized the things that they were supposed to, because the nuns kind of like drilled it into their heads. But, you know, they learned the things that they were supposed to. But a lot of times you found they didn't understand the whys behind it or the explanations as to how to prove those things. They just memorized what was told for them to memorize. And we fast forward to today and we have the opposite reality. Now there's so many people who have been watered down by 60 plus years of that life after the changes that most people just don't even know anymore anything of the faith. You can't explain to them why there is a crisis in the church, because they don't understand what the church teaches. And that's where all of us come in. First off, it's our duty to treat those people with kindness. It's our duty to treat to show forth charity, because we don't, in charity in a true light, because we don't want to be outshined in that virtue by the false charity of those who fight against us. But secondarily, if we have to understand that most people truly come from a place of ignorance, and we have to entice them and draw them in by the sweetness of the faith, and get them to understand the basics of the faith, so that they can understand just where the problems lie in the faith. Secondarily, why St. Peter Canisius is so important for today was his stress on devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. St. Peter Canisius was quoted, as so many other saints were, as saying that there are many pathways through the church to Jesus Christ, but the surest pathway and the clearest pathway is that of devotion to Our Lady. And it's by that means that we are most apt to save our souls. And interestingly enough, St. Peter Canisius has had a lasting effect on our daily prayers all the way to this day, and we don't even know it. We started off the sermon by that means. We prayed a Hail Mary. But what we don't understand is that didn't all come to us in one integral part, but rather it came in two pieces. So you had the greeting of the angel to Mary at the Annunciation. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. But that's where the Hail Mary ended, until St. Peter of Canisius. He, in writing his catechisms, was the first to include the second part that prayer. He is the one that gave us the Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. A prayer that we say so many times in our day-to-day life, a prayer that we lean on so much, and just that one adding of it to the catechism spread it far and wide throughout Christendom is what made it the official second part of that prayer, and a prayer that we know will have so much good effect on our souls the more and more we pray, because we are just that. We are the sinners of this world, and we need that intercession of the Holy Mother of God now and at the hour of our death. But with that intercession, we know that we are on that surest pathway to heaven, as St. Peter Canisius has told us. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.